This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got some folks on live chat recruiting people to go somewhere else. We're going to stick to the plan here, and I guess that's your prerogative to do so, but it's pretty rude to say the least. That's your call. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, too, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, we just had Tim Brown, morning show host, on during the first hour, and we always have these conversations. We'll talk like once a week, twice a week, maybe sometimes more than that. And yet this morning we had a conversation, and I just thought, you know, we need to bring this to the radio and let everybody hear this conversation, because there was a third person to this conversation, and again, we thought it was pertinent for the people to hear, so that's why we brought it to you. We covered a couple things, actually probably three or four things, and in the process we're going to get back to some of those things in just a moment here. But I do want to get back to this because this takes precedent over all things, at least for me. And when you look at John 8, that was exactly my understanding. So when you look at John 8, you see the woman that was caught in adultery, right? And then Jesus looked at them and said, which one of you is without sin, right? He drew the line in the sand, and many people said that he was writing the Ten Commandments because the Bible says they were all convicted of their sin. Well, they didn't know what sin was, 1 John 3:4, until they had a knowledge of it by the law, Romans 3:20. And that's what Jesus did in in John 8. In the process, the woman was driven to the foot of Jesus Christ by the law of God. That's the purpose. Galatians 3:4, wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Okay? In the process, what did he do? He said, where are those at the end of the historical preview there? What do we see? The woman was left there alone. And as she looked at Jesus, Jesus said, where are those that condemn thee? She says, none, Lord. And he says, neither do I condemn thee. Why? Because repentance was brought within and wrought within her. That means pounded in place by a hammer is what that word means. Okay, put that up against Jeremiah 23:29, and also put that up against Hosea 10:12. Okay, what did Jesus say in response to what real grace is? He said, go and sin no more. John 8:11. Read it when you get a moment. That's grace. It's the empowerment to overcome your sin. Webster's 1828, the power to restrain, right? We hear all day long the professors in the church where sin abounds, right? You know, and we hear this sin abounding all the time, but they don't keep it in context because the Bible says where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, right? And then when you go over to Romans 8:37, what does it say? We're made more than conquerors. And we also know by reading 1 John, matter of fact, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all the way through the New Testament and all the epistles, friends, that grace teaches us to overcome. And if you want to challenge me on that, go ahead and give me a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And I want to get back to my particular testimonial because I'm not supposed to talk out of school. Paul said, I dare not speak of those things that Christ Jesus has not wrought through me. Well, I want to talk about what he has wrought through me because the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. So that's what we hold to because we're called to be witnesses of Jesus Christ and the power of the resurrection, which is the power of God unto salvation. Okay? Now, for those that are reading the word, you understood exactly what I said. For those that don't, that was Chinese to you, and you better ask yourself why you didn't understand what I just said. Okay? But let's go to this. This was my testimony, and it's a parable concerning the things that Tim was talking about during the last segment. A young man, he sought out an Indian guru who took him to a river. And after wading in the water, the young man allowed the gentle-speaking guru to lower him beneath the water's surface, thinking that he was going to be baptized. However, he surprisingly felt the guru's hands tense and hold him under the water. He struggled as a sense of panic began to get a hold of his mind, and no matter how hard he battled the strong man's arms, the old man held him under the cold water. So he was being held underwater against his own will. Again, he thought he was just going to be baptized and he was going to come right back up. But what he found out is the old guru was holding him under the water. He was dunking him longer than he wanted to stay. Adrenaline began to pump through his terrified body. He must get air or die. Suddenly, the man let go. He burst through the water's surface, and he couldn't understand within himself why the guru would do such a senseless thing to him. The old man then raised his hand to calm him and said, "When you yearn for God as much as you craved oxygen, then you will find him." And the Bible says that we're to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto him. Also keep in mind when we look at the man that was in hell that was trying to talk Father Abraham into sending someone to his brother's homes. He had five brothers. And he wanted someone to go warn his brothers. And what does Scripture tell us, folks? I think this is where people don't understand Scripture in any sense of the word. And what I'm talking about is the fact that he wanted someone to go testify to his brothers that this place of hell was a real place. And what did the Lord say back to him? He said, "Listen, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." And he said, "No." The man in hell said, "Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And what was the Lord's response? He said, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead." How often do you hear the law of the prophets being used to drive men to the foot of the cross in America today? No, all the antinomianists, friends, they have no regard for God's moral law. They're enemies of God's government. They're enemies to God's moral law, make distinction between the moral law and ceremonial law. And again, because they haven't read their Bible, 2 Timothy 2:15, what do? They get confused and they just go along with the hireling no matter what he says. And it's interesting, folks, when I talk to these people, they're confused. Daniel 9:7, and they're trying to figure out why they're confused. But as I said to Tim earlier, isn't it interesting what people find to give their time to? What they give their time over to? How they're watching television? How they're listening to the mainstream mockingbird media and their useful idiots. How they're at football games. How they're at basketball games. How they're reading filthy magazines. They're on online porn or they're just reading some novel. And yet they have the audacity to call themselves Christians. No, friends. These are the children of the apostate. That's a lack of Christianity. Just so you know. And furthermore, let me go back to another point that I wanted to make. With Tim, and we were talking about this earlier again. It's just going line upon line, precept upon precept, as we go down these little bunny trails. It tells us in Luke 42, what does it say? "But woe unto you," he said to the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. He said, "You tithe mint and rue, you tithe all of that which you have, but you pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought you have to done, and not to leave the others undone." Folks, we need to keep things in context. And if we hold the Scripture as the way it was given, in context, we're going to be fine. If not, you're going to get weird. And we're not going to have anything to do with that. We're just going to call it for what it is.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, I don't mean to get off track here, but I do have to ask the question. Somebody just said, the testimony of Jesus, which is Revelation 19:10, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, not Israel, as so many evangelicals forced to create. Please explain. Okay, I'm asking, please explain on live chat. We'll come back to that in a moment, and I want to prove another point in which me and Tim, by the way, get to deal with continuously. All right, so let's, you know what? I was going to say this, too, and I'll probably hold it for the end of the show, and we'll get back to that in a moment. But what we were talking about concerning the offset of the show is the Attorney General, I'm sorry, not the Attorney General, the Lieutenant Governor, Dan Patrick of Texas, and what it is that he had to say concerning this invasion that's taking place in America today. So I want to play it again for you, and I want you to see this.
The world. We just apprehended yesterday someone from Lebanon. Now ask me, how does someone from Lebanon get here? How's that work? Nigeria, Syria, Iraq, China. How do they get here? Cuba. How do they get here? And why are they coming?
Why are they coming? The guy has the audacity to ask the question as to why are they coming. This is the Lieutenant Governor. Okay, this is pro wrestling at its very worst, blaming the Democrats when in fact Dan promised to uphold the law against enemies both foreign and domestic. How come he hasn't executed the law unto judgment upon the heads of those that are opening the borders illegally? And furthermore, where is the articles of impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, concerning Joe Biden and his treasonous administration? Where are they at? Okay, let's go back to this.
Woman the other day, I said, you know, these aren't families coming here anymore. These are single adult males for the most part between 18 and 40. Why are they coming here? And why are we letting them in? I was kind of having a little bit of fun with all the crazy things President Biden wants to stop. and eliminate and change in America.
Having fun with it, he said.
But this is life and death. This is serious. Life and death. Fentanyl, criminals, killers, drug dealers. This is life and death.
I think he misses the point. I mean, you have a federal government working with the Mexican drug cartel to drive these people into America. It goes a little bit further than that. Notice, too, friends, the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick here said they're all military-age men. I mean, really, Americans? Do I have to explain what is going on here? I think it's quite obvious. Okay. Over the week, we highlighted majority of 2,500 Spanish-speaking students recently enrolled at MPS, this is Minneapolis-St. Paul, are new to the country. So they're paying for their education, they're giving them free money, free food, free rent, free phones. What else do we need to give them? And again, did the said government receive delegated authority from we the people that they serve to go ahead and reallocate our tax dollars to illegals? Nope. That's what defines treason. Just want to make clear, you all understand, that's what defines treason. I want you to see what is being brought in with these illegals, because we have some new footage here concerning an illegal coming into America. And I want you to see what he's doing. They're totally mocking you, America, is what they're doing. They're assailing the American people, our law enforcement, our military. They're jeopardizing the lives of your families. And the politicians are playing games instead of enforcing the law that the way that they swore that they would do. But look at this illegal. He goes in, asks for some things, takes it. He goes in with an AK, it looks like. That's what I see. And he steals it, goes outside in his truck, pulls the trigger, scares off the owner of the truck, and then he steals the truck. This is an illegal. Okay? This is what they're doing when they're coming into America. I know, just go ahead and keep sticking your head in the sand, Americans. But then what he does, and I'm looking at people, friends, online. I'm not talking to everybody. Then what does he do? He gets out of his truck, and he's out of his window, and he starts shooting at the cops. These are illegals coming into America. If they come in illegally, this is what they're going to bring with them. Let me go to New York really quick, because if they're not raping women, if they're not drinking and driving and killing our police and killing innocent people in America, well, then they're just having gunfights on the streets of New York.
Looking
no
for
joke.
A suspect who exchanged gunfire with another suspect on the street in broad daylight. It happened in Queens. The NYPD released surveillance video showing one suspect in a gray hoodie standing on a street corner as a black sedan pulls up. A suspect gets out of the car while the other one looks for cover, and they both fire their weapons at each other. The suspect in the hoodie...
Hey, you can tell that they're not Americans by their clothes, but what they're doing, folks, if you're not on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can see they're illegals, and they're bringing their crimes into America with them. NYPD. And of course, but instead of deterring the crime, friends, you have to understand they're being lured into America. Again, they're not being deported, they're being imported. I don't know how many different ways I need to say this, but let's go to the next point I want to highlight as well. Migrant attacks New York police officers in shocking video. This is on the backs of all of the said representatives that are standing down and tolerating the crimes. This is why, in fact, the American people have put these people into position. They all want to sit there and accuse each other. This is what they do in pro wrestling, but the agenda goes forward. And judgment continuously ensues upon a disobedient nation like America today. Let's go over to this really quick, because, again, I want you to hear this as to what's taking place in America. And I don't know what just happened there, friends, but we just, I think we just froze up. And with that said, I guess we're just going to have to work this until we can figure out what did just happen, because I'm pretty sure that is what just happened. Yep. We just froze up really quick, friends. I don't know what's going on with that, but we'll just figure it out from there. One of the things, if you don't mind, until this comes back up on its own, what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, I can do that, I guess. I've never had this issue before, but we just had it. So I don't know what's going on with that. But one of the things that I was just going to talk about a moment ago was, Okay, yeah, thank you. No, I know that, Tim. It's on my end. Thank you. What I do want to do is I want to go ahead and address something that I was talking. Maybe that's exactly where I need to go. But I wanted to kind of piggyback the conversation I was having with Tim earlier. I'm changing points right now until this clears up, friends. I don't know what just happened here. Never had this happen before. So until that's fixed, let's go to the next point. I was just talking about the guru, and I was just talking about repentance, and then I brought it over to John 8, and I was talking about some of those things in John 8 and how the law is used to bring us unto the, as a schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ. And then in the process of that, I kind of related to the guru because that was exactly how the Lord broke me down. I mean, the sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise, right? And I'm talking about Psalm 51, verse 17, also Isaiah 66, verse 2. You can also go back to Psalms and 34, verse 18, and you'll see what the Lord looks upon. He looks at those that are contrite, broken by His Spirit, okay? And I was that guy, and I was broken for, and I still am. I'm still learning. I'm still feeding on the bread of life. I still pant after the Lord. And the fact of the matter is the Holy Ghost works that in us continuously. And there's so many different ways to really hit this, but what I want to get to is I know that there's some people out there that are in part going through the process of being broken, and I want to help you out of it for a moment if you don't mind. Again, until this is all fixed up here, because I have no idea what just happened here. Okay, so there we go. There, I think I just broke it open. So what I'll do is I'll just restart it here. I want to go back to something that I was just talking about a moment ago. And, I don't mean to be confusing here, friends, but the fact is it is what it is, right? And then I can get back over to this video. You guys all have heard of Houdini, haven't you? I'm sure you have. Houdini, you know, the greatest escape artist in history. I want to give you a parable, an analogy, if you will, because I think you're going to appreciate this, and this will help liberate some of the people that are going through a different sort of warfare, more of a mental warfare that Tim was talking about, and the confusion and the oppression that comes with what's going on through the mainstream media. Well, the first thing you can do is actually to get rid of all that is to shut off the television. I haven't watched that nonsense for decades. There's nothing good. It's a cesspool of indoctrination, filth, everything the world has to offer. That's what the mainstream media and the bad guys are pushing forward. Again, go to Micah 6:16, and you will, again, understand perfectly as to how you are being targeted. But you're subjecting yourself to it by throwing yourself into those waters. Read James 4:4, 2 Corinthians 6:17. Go to the end of the chapter. Romans 12:2 as well. And, folks, I'm going to take this hard break, and I'm going to come back. I'll make the first point, and then it looks like I can bring you back over to that video, okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Police in New York.
1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News. News Update. New this hour, this Saturday, we learned the U.S. military strikes in Syria and Iraq have hit at least 85 targets, and there are reports of at least 40 people killed. President Biden hinting at this attack for almost a week, and then ordering it 2 hours after the bodies of the three American soldiers arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, their caskets draped in the American flag. In other news, Manhattan D.A. Alvin Bragg being sharply criticized for allowing four illegal aliens who were under arrest to be let go without bail. The four men arrested after assaulting two New York City policemen in Times Square, brutally kicking them in the head, the video going viral. Two of the men giving news reporters and photographers the finger as they left the jail. The men reportedly hopped a bus to California, and there are some news outlets reporting these four may already be back in Mexico. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Okay, let me give this to you really quick. This is very liberating. I used to do this in the high schools all across the country. And it's a parable, but it's a spiritual parable. Remember, Jesus spoke in the natural and giving us spiritual lessons, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Let me throw it at you. This is for, and namely, I would tee this up for kids that were suicidal, which is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. And I would just kind of let them know, no, life is uphill. I would show them the cross, spiritually speaking, and I encourage them to keep going regardless. And I just tell them, too, as I'm going to tell you in just a moment here through this parable, that it's all in your head. Well, most will say at this point, what are you talking about? Houdini was the greatest escape artist in history, and several times he allowed himself to be bound in chains and cast into the sea. But instead of drowning, he would shed his chains and escaped. One time, however, Houdini almost didn't make it. The incident took place in a small English town. Houdini had boasted that that's all he had, that's what he could do to escape from any jail cell. He was bragging as long as he was allowed to wear his street clothes and to work in complete privacy. Again, Houdini said he could escape from any jail cell. Okay? Well, the people of the small English town were proud of their specially constructed jail cell, so they invited the famous Houdini to give it a try. Houdini arrived in much publicity and fanfare. That means a lot of people showed up. The officials then led Houdini to the jail cell, shut the door behind him, and then left the building. Listen carefully. The master immediately went to work. He first extracted a long, tough steel shaft that he would use to unlock most doors, but he didn't make it work. And somehow or another, it just didn't work. Why wouldn't the jail door open? Houdini asked himself. After 2 hours, Houdini became so exasperated that he began to sweat really hard, and his confidence began to waver. After 3 hours, the master became so physically exhausted that he collapsed and fell up against the door. Hey, friends, listen carefully. The door was wide open. The officials had tricked Houdini into thinking the door was locked when in truth it was not. The only place that that prison door was locked was in Houdini's mind. And this is the importance of us knowing the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15, John 7:17, we must know concerning His doctrine. We have to have the mind of Christ, and in doing that, we're going to be liberated, 2 Corinthians 3:17, and not until then. Guess what, friends? They tricked Houdini into believing the door was locked when, in fact, the only place that the door was locked was in Houdini's mind. Feed on the Word of God. Christ liberates men, friends. Ask me, because He does. Cool. Guess what? I got this back, and I'm going to go back to this again. We were talking about the migrants, and sorry for that little hiccup there. I've never seen this happen before, which happens to be the story of my life, regardless if it's me or somebody else telling me it's happening to them with me present. But I want to get to this, and I want you to see this really quick, because this is a news report of Fox News again, and I want you to see how they're just continuously distracting the people. And then I want to show you as well how these illegals that are in America are attacking our police force, and I'm not going to have anything to do with that. So check this out and tell me what your thoughts are.
The House Homeland Security Committee yesterday advanced articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
Okay, why not the President of the United States?
It was strictly along party lines.
Secretary Mayorkas,
listen carefully.
Forced our hand. We cannot allow this border crisis to continue. We cannot allow fentanyl to flood across our border.
Everybody's
our
blaming Mayorkas, right? But not the president, not the governors, not the mayors for alluring them in.
Rule of law to remain in office.
This is pro wrestling at its very worst.
Mayorkas may have
blaming each other, and you lose.
He's asking for authorities to do more, to have more border agents, to have more resources. And so his limitations are caused by you.
It was a marathon session.
Just blaming each other. That's all they're doing, folks. And you lose every time, and they win. Are they working for the American people? Are they upholding the laws? Nope. They're just accusing each other of what they're both guilty of. Look at this.
Video: a group of migrants in New York City are arrested after attacking NYPD officers in Times Square. Five were arrested, and four are already released without bail.
All right, the brawl started when two officers were trying to break up a rowdy crowd near a migrant shelter on 42nd Street. While arresting one of the men, the other said, hey, I'm not going to just sit there. I'll jump in.
Look at these illegals beating up on our law enforcement officers.
I could beat up an
NYPD officer. Not just one or two.
What will actually happen?
Friends, they attack them in numbers. These are illegals in your country. This is what they're doing when they're coming into America. They're bringing their crimes with them.
67,000 people to call New York home who don't belong here. And what happened is, instead of being grateful, they're creating chaos. They get free food, free laundry.
Right.
They can do whatever they want, free shelter. And when they start fighting each other and NYPD comes to enforce the law, they beat up the cops.
Right.
So get you trying to wrap your head around that.
Listen, the actual number, according to the New York Post, and they had this story exclusively, 172,000 migrants have come to New York City. Since, you know, in the last year and a half. 172,000.
172,000 illegals are being lured into New York. Why? Why is New York giving $53 million with paid, prepaid credit cards to these illegal families? Because they want them here. And I want to tell you, one of the things that they're going to do is they're going to go ahead and psychologically manipulate the people. Because I've said this before, and those that listen to me know exactly, and they can attest and verify what I'm going to tell you next. I've been telling you for years, we all know that there's voter fraud. Everybody knows that. But I've been telling you for years that they want the illegals to come here because they want to use them. Nobody can verify them, by the way. No picture ID, no nothing's required. They're just going to go ahead and pick up these no-named illegals that they want you to believe are here. And then they then want you to believe that they're voting for them to stay in office. If they had the support that they wanted you to believe they had, then why do they need illegals? Do you understand? That's exactly why Tim was talking about the doctor that he had on his show in saying that they're bolstering the numbers. Folks, this is all nonsense. This goes back to what we've covered 100 times with criminal and treasonous Joe Biden. Don't tell me 80 million people voted him in, folks. When in Arizona alone, which I was just there 2.5-3 weeks ago, there was literally not one person in show of support for Joe Biden. Not one person the mainstream media highlighted. That's unprecedented. 11 million of his Twitter followers are completely fraudulent, fake, fabricated, created out of thin air. Same thing with Hillary Clinton. Same thing with Barack Obama. But as long as the American people believe it, well, we'll just get them to go ahead and parrot our lies. And that's what happens. It's the conservatives parroting the lies. Okay? They don't have the support. That's why they want these illegals here. And here's the testimony from heaven against the people that tolerate this. How does the Lord show mercy to a people that don't even right the wrongs when they see it happening right in front of their face? I know, I can see it, and I'm not going to go there again. Well, there's nothing we can do about it. No, there's nothing you want to do about it is really what it comes down to. Here's another thing we found out. This is the DailyCaller.com highlighted the fact that, and I watched the video, but I'm not going to play the video for the sake of time, but there's a video that appears to show illegals tucked away hidden in a room under military guard at a U.S. Airport. Now, you know, what it comes down to, folks, is this. All those guys in the military, all those guys on the border, all those Border Patrol agents, all those with these unconstitutional alpha agencies like the DHS, the FBI, and the list goes on, they're all saying they're just doing their job. And again, let me just lay to your candor with a question mark. Isn't that exactly what the murderers, those that were guilty of slaughtering 11 to 12 million Jews, dissidents, and gypsies under Adolf Hitler's watch, and Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger, just those that were doing their job. That's exactly what's happening here. And for the new viewer or listener to the show, you need to understand, if they're upholding the Constitution, then if the president gives an unconstitutional order, they take it up the flagpole and they resist him right there. They don't just say they're going along to do their job. That's ridiculous, and it's nonsense. I also wanted to highlight this, and I want you to see this because I see quite a bit of this. We see kids coming from foreign countries into our colleges where they want to change the flag. You see in Minnesota just recently, and hopefully I'll have time. Well, I'm not probably going to have time to get to it. But in Minnesota, they changed the flag illegally. Folks, it's symbolic of a Somalian flag. And we've just seen some posts, and hopefully I can show you that in a moment, concerning the posts that are out there. Here it is right here, where Representative Ilhan Omar retweeted the account. And what does it say, friends? There is power with numbers. Breed like rats. This is Muslims telling other Muslims to breed like rats in America and establish global dominance, okay? And then it says, inshallah, the 21st century will see the great rise of Islam. Glory be to Allah. Then it says on the very bottom, my message to Europeans that think they are Americans, this is a Muslim in America saying, go back to your country. Go back to your country. He said, this land is Somalian. Soon Minneapolis will be the first state to make Somalia the official language. I'm not kidding you, folks. And if I had time to go through this, and maybe I will, you know what, I'll make time to get to it after I finish this point. What I was just going to highlight, friends, and what I see across the country is this guy right here, you can see, what's his name? His name is, I'm going to go down here and get his name real quick. His name is Gene Wu. He's Chinese, I believe. Okay. He said he's calling for the bombing of citizens who support Texas against this illegal invasion. I'm not making it up. It's DougBillings.us. Mr. Wu here, right here, is calling for the bombing of citizens who support Texas in stopping this illegal invasion. They're always going at each other. But again, you're always losing because both sides aren't doing their job. Folks, your said representatives are endangering your lives.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jessica from Michigan. Bradley and the Sons of Liberty's ministry have been a daily lesson for our household about our biblical and constitutional heritage to learn how to better ourselves and live in God's image. We thank the ministry for all they do to bring truth during a time of deceit and misinformation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to do something really quick here. My wife did this the other day. Hey, Siri, Ilhan Omar, who is she? Let's see what it says.
Here's some information.
Oh, you got it. Oh, I wonder if it knows that I'm not driving right now and asking the question. Boy, oh boy, guys. Ilhan Omar from Minnesota. She's a plant, CIA plant. So is Keith Ellison. So is Tim Walz. Don't fool yourselves to believe otherwise because they're plants. They're appointed to destroy. That's what they're doing illegally. And 5.9 million people in the state of Minnesota are tolerating this nonsense in this treasonous activity, Article 3, Section 3. But it's interesting, just this last week, I highlighted this Somalian representative, and I played the video for you, and Ilhan Omar was talking on this video of how her first interest is to protect the people of Somalia. Now, here's the illusion. Now, the mainstream media and the CIA Mockingbird media give her all the attention that she needs. I believe she's even one of the persons of the year with Time Magazine or Newsweek, one of the two. I believe it was Time. And it's interesting, I seen her at a college where there was about 50 people there, 30 of them were Muslim, the others were to cross-check her. She was literally stupid as a rock, like a little 15-year-old kid in a detention class. Everybody talked 99% of the time, and then when she was asked a question, that's all she could say is, But it's interesting how she can speak in her language to a bunch of Somalians in the state of Minnesota, who, by the way, we also played a video, do not support her, which only shows you that she's been planted. Okay, she's from the 5th District, Northeast Minneapolis. They've been colonizing since the 90s, but the Somalia population rejects her as well. I just want to make clear, so I'm not going to throw these other people under the bus when they don't support her, because they believe that she's using them for her political objectives, and she is. But Ilhan Omar did a video just last week where she was talking about she was basically backhanding America, and then she was talking about how her first, you know, objective is to protect the people of Somalia here, okay? Well, Somalian Ilhan Omar is serving the interest of a foreign state while posing as a state representative in Minnesota. Okay, that's treason. Okay, and isn't it interesting, no matter how many times she's been called out, no matter how many times she's been busted for crimes, she married her brother, she's asking for insurance plans for Muslims that leave South Minneapolis to go fight on the behalf of ISIS. If anything happens to them, she wants to make sure the families are taken care of. Oh, she's talking about a revolution in America. That's what they're using her for, friends. See, what happens is many of these Middle Eastern people, they come into America from these war-torn countries, these civil war-torn countries, and what they're doing is the powers that are tolerated are bringing them here to live out here what it is that they just left. Okay, and then they attribute it to what they call Allah. It's crazy. They're afforded asylum, then they come into a country where they're given that asylum, and then they begin to attack the system within. That's exactly what Ilhan Omar's doing. It's exactly what she's been doing. Matter of fact, Judicial Watch just this week files an ethics complaint against Ilhan Omar with house over immigration, marriage, tax, and student loan fraud. How many times does she need to be busted before she's removed? Now you're understanding what we always try to tell you concerning what Thomas Jefferson said, the third president of the United States of America, concerning the Quran. It runs antithetical to who we are as a people. Okay? They're at war with who we are. Look at Keith Ellison. Look what he's doing. Or should I say, look what he's allowed to do. I mean, the guy's his worst own enemy. He really is. He's an absolute clown, but he's a dangerous clown. And somehow or another, people around him, he thinks people around him respect him. They don't respect him, they disrespect him because of what he's doing. He's a liar. And he knows he's a liar. Wow. Self-condemned your whole life, waging war against the God that created you. How's that working out for you, man? Let's go over, and I want you to see this. Oh, this is what I wanted to show you. So what I just highlighted, the fact that she said that she was looking out for the Muslims first and foremost. Of course, right away, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, the people call it the Red Star here. And the Red Star is, they have their full line of useful idiots. Well, in this particular case, I want you to see it on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. Where it says, fact check. It's like Satan saying to Eve, half God said. They want you to question the truth. Well, the fruit of this devil has been just the fruit of a devil. Matthew 7:16-20. There's no truth in her. She's appointed to do the things that she's doing, and she's given a free hand to do it. Well, the good news, I guess, is Tom Emmer's calling for her to resign. I'm not making this up. I mean, that's better than what you're seeing on the national level. Friends, no articles of impeachment against Joe Biden for treason. See, they're in it together. And though they say they're standing against it, where's the fruit of that? There is none. As they say, let me take it over spiritually. If they're not standing against sin, it's because they're guilty of it. That's right. Charles Spurgeon. But look at this. This is the Star and Tribune. Fact check what Rep. Ilhan Omar actually said. Like, the video which we played was a complete lie. No, it's exactly what she said. You know who gave this fact check? Just to show you how people and how dummy down people are. Do you know the guy that did the fact check? Do you know that he's a Muslim reporter, as they call him? His name is Faiza Muhammad. These are the ones that are talking about. Well, now they have in Minnesota, they have, I believe it's quite a few times a day that they can actually give out their Muslim prayers through speakers throughout communities. I believe it's the second or third floor in the Capitol. They have their own floor now. They're beginning to stack, 90 said Muslims in governmental positions throughout the country today. I would love for someone to challenge me on this, because all the questions would be thrown right back at them. Can you show me the constitutionality of such a person swearing in on the Quran, which runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution? How many times do these people need to lie before they're held accountable for their lies by the people I'm talking about? And it's absolutely amazing to me that the mainstream media is right there to defend those that mean to conquer the United States of America. And it's the same media, by the way, for 18 years that told us that it was the Muslims that were responsible for dropping the two towers. Don't forget that. Now, if you question them, you're a hater, you're a bigot, so on and so forth. I'll be that guy. I'm okay. I'm totally okay with that. Let me show you this video really quick before the end of the show. This is Ilhan Omar at another meeting the same week that I got it. And I want you to listen carefully. She's standing in front of a picture of the said president of Somalia. And I want you to listen to what she has to say.
This trip
okay.
to gas.
Right after these stupid commercials that they're putting on her videos that I did not approve of. Okay? So I want you to hear this. And again, she's busted again and again and again and again, yet she's still there. Listen to this. This is a said representative in America. She's talking about President Hassan. Let us give him a warm welcome, Minneapolis. Okay, so this is in Minneapolis. The president and I have a special relationship. This is Ilhan Omar in America. I call him uncle, he calls me his girl. Welcome to your home. Our home is your home. Welcome to Minneapolis. We are very happy that Hassan is our president. Listen, we are very happy that Hassan is our president. This is Ilhan Omar.
Somalia
is our home, Ilhan Omar said. It is home to all the people gathered here. Just unless you think God's wrath is some sort of a fictitious design, it is not. He's bearing witness against us in this country, friends. This is in America. Somalia is our heart. It is in our hearts. That's what she said. We always think about Somalia. Our war-torn country. Okay? And then it goes on, and she says that Hassan is our president. He is our president, standing in front of a large picture of the president from Somalia. Somalia. Hassan is our president. This is what Ilhan Omar said. Folks, where are the impeachment processes and the prosecutions? Look up the word definition of treason, Webster's 1828. Help me out on this one, friends, because this is clearly the definition of treason every step of the way. So
hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.